Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Just real fast, wanted to come in here. I'm actually about to hop onto another call, and I just kind of felt like I wanted to share something that I think that there's some people who need to hear this today. And I want to share with you first and foremost that, like, we've been building our business for 4 years, and so often people will come to me and they'll be like, Rachel, like, how do you deal with this problem, or how do you deal with this struggle? How do you deal with this frustration or this disappointment? Or, so, you know, my partner betrayed me, or an employee totally failed and dropped the ball. And so many different things can come up. So many things can go wrong as you build your business. And I just want to let you know, first and foremost, that if you're in a place where you're struggling, it's okay. Like, that is a part of life. That's not abnormal. It happens. Let me just grab my blanket real fast because I'm kind of cold. I'm always cold, by the way. But I was really thinking about it, and one of the things that's really interesting is that a lot of times people think, like, if I could just solve this problem, like, everything would be okay. If I could just, if this one thing wasn't a problem, if I just had a little more time, if I just had a little more help around the house, if I had no kids, it would be a lot easier. If I didn't have that one thing that came up that was so frustrating. And I, you know, I hear all these things come up. I don't know if you guys have ever experienced those things. Good to see you. Hey, guys. But one of the things that I want to share is that the more that you grow your business and you evolve to, like, a higher calling in life, the more that you commit yourself to the process and you say, I want to keep growing, there are absolutely going to be things that come up. And the problems that come up, the bigger your business gets, are a lot more challenging. If you think that they're easier just because someone has money or because a business is successful according to, like, the world's standards, you're mistaken, just so you know. My good friend Stacy always says we're just trading in for higher quality problems. So, for example, I look at, like, my life back, you know, 7 years ago, and we were struggling to pay for food, and our heat was shut off in the winter in Minnesota. And those struggles were real. That was, like, survival, like, life or death, for real, as crazy as that sounds. But then I look at, like, the struggles and problems we have today, and it's, for example, we're growing so fast, and we need to figure out how to find quality team members that we trust with, like, the mission, and that's scary, like, hiring people and training people and trusting them. Or I look at, like, the problems of, you know, someone accusing me of being a scammer because our email deliverability was down, and we have to solve that problem. But the pressure can feel a lot greater the bigger you get. However, one of the things that I've discovered, it's a pattern and I see with everyone who is successful, is that they don't look at the problems and just sit there and feel sorry for themselves about the problems. And I'm sorry, guys, if this is tough love, but I just feel like I need to share this today. They never feel sorry for themselves. There may be, like, a temporary, momentary pity party of, like, I'm just going to sit and cry for a moment. That's okay. But they don't sit there and say, oh, man, it's just, it all would have worked, but then my email deliverability went down, or it all worked out, but then my business partner left and everything crumbled. The truth of the matter is, successful people continue on, and instead of just venting continually about their problems, they show up and they expect solutions. They expect a plan. They expect a path. They're looking to resolve the problems, not just sit there and allow it to coexist with them. All successful people do is look at every single challenge and say, okay, are we going to go over it? Are we going to go through it? Are we going to go around it? Or are we going to abolish it completely? That is the truth about successful people. So I know you might be struggling right now, and you may be looking at a challenge in front of you that feels insurmountable. But I guarantee you that there are people who have walked the path before you who have already overcome that challenge. And if you've seen someone else overcome it, I guarantee you, you can too. Now, granted, this is not me saying that there aren't some challenges in life that are really hard. For example, I can't imagine having massive, like, continual health issues or having several kids with special needs or with special needs. I just can't imagine what that would be like. However, what I want to say is, you can still outperform the expectation that society has that you will never be great or you will never be able to overcome that challenge. The depth of the darkness of your challenges, the toughest parts of your life are going to honestly prepare you with massive capacity for being able to handle great and big and beautiful things. In Spider-Man, I know, like, his uncle or his aunt say to him, they say to Peter Parker, with great power comes great responsibility. And what's crazy is realizing that the more successful you want to be, the bigger your dreams are, the greater the calling you have in life is going to determine the level of expectation to step up. So if you think that, like, you could just walk into Oprah's shoes today and it would work because she has everything systematized or whatever, that is not the truth of the matter. The truth is she has an incredible level of responsibility and challenges that are so much bigger. You're building your strength through the challenges that you are currently going through today, and you have the ability to continue to grow beyond this point. One of the things, though, that I recommend is anytime you find yourself faced with a challenge, ask yourself, are we going to go over it? Are we going to go around it? Are we going to go through it? Are we going to completely remove it altogether? But the truth is, those who are successful are those who have continued on the journey, regardless of how challenging it seems, how scary or big it seems. Sometimes I'll talk to someone who's just starting their business and I'm like, I'm so frustrated because I can't figure out how to set up my website. And the truth is, if they're looking for solutions, if they're showing up expecting a solution, I know that person's going to be successful. I can see it. When I talk to my friends who have much bigger businesses than I do, businesses that do 10, 20, 100 million a year, their challenges are so much bigger, and I am not yet conditioned to that level of challenge. But the truth is, I'm building those muscles now. I'm building the muscles because our next big push is to grow to a business that does 10 million a year. It's not about the money. It's about training to a level of excellence and leadership and responsibility that we are an incredible team that can take on the world. And we accepted that call. We're accepting the push to go onto the high seas. So my question to you is this. Are you showing up expecting solutions, expecting answers, expecting to find a way to get through that challenge or that season of tough? Or are you showing up and saying, I can't do it because of that? Because, you know, those cheesy posters in our high schools that always said, like, whether you say you can or you can't, you're right. If you say, I can't do it because of this challenge, you're absolutely right. That's okay. If you are saying, I won't do it, I will not do it in this season of life, that's fine. But then don't be disappointed when you don't get the results that you wanted from going after bigger dreams and bigger callings. So I know that some people needed to hear this today. I just wanted to share this with you. It's okay to struggle as long as you don't give up and you're looking for solutions to the challenges. You're accepting the great pressure and responsibility. And let me tell you, there's that silly quote that says the same pressure that busts a pipe turns charcoal into diamonds. That is so true. I have seen so many people's literal, like, life pipes bust because they couldn't handle the pressure. I have a feeling if you're watching this, you're actually saying, no, I want to be like the diamond. I want to be the charcoal that turns into a diamond. I want to grow to a new capacity that I never knew I had before. And that process has been incredible for me, discovering the depths of strength that I have, the capacity that I have. I look at the person I was a year ago, and I don't even recognize that woman. I've grown so much, and yet I still look at the journey, and I say, I still have so much more to grow. So I wanted to share that because I know that someone needed to hear this. Go have an amazing and blessed day. You guys are incredible. Go have an amazing finish to your week. I know you can finish strong. You can totally do it. And I hope that this spoke to you. So I'll catch you guys later.